that with Chesed and Beis Kameh, this is an important, a very important shir on the Gedorim of Tzuris. We've been waiting a long time to get to here, but this is, we're going to run the Rashi today, and this Rashi contains invaluable information about what, when Tzuris is applicable or is not applicable. We know Tzuris appears Chatzi Nezek, Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Anyone apart from some just holds that way, right? That's Halacha Mishmi Sinai, Pei Chatzi Nezek. We know the classic case of Tzuris is with the regal. He was walking on the streets and he kicked up the stones. And there's a din of Chatzi Nezek. So today's share, we're going to discover whether the din of Tzuris is said specifically on regal, or it's also said on Shem, Karen, and any other of the obvious Nezikin. Was it? Is it part of Regal?
Regal,
well, let's define what's Regal and what's Shem. Regal is that an animal walks in a normal manner without kavanah to cause any injury. Shem is an animal did it with intentions and benefits. That's Shem. Shem has a law. So that's going to be the shayla. Is there a din of tzuris by Shem? Is there a din of tzuris by Karen? And in order to know it, we're going to learn this Rashi. And Rashi here gives the game away. So let's go and start the Rashi bit. So in order to do the Rashi, let's see where we start from. Second wide line in the Gemara. Toshma, Behema Shetila Glorim Neisa. A Behema defecated, was Matul Glorim.
Sorry, Rob. Sorry, wait. Sorry.
Yud Ches Amud Bey, second wild line.
Got it.
Toshma. You have it, see?
Second wild line. Toshma. Yeah, got it. Thank you.
Toshma, Behema Shetila Glorim Neisa. A Behema that was Matul Glorim into a dough. We have Yudo Imer. Mishalim Nezik Sholeim, if you just said you pay Nezik Sholeim, the Rebbe Elozo Imer, Chatzi Nezik, and the Elozo says you pay Chatzi Nezik. So, what's the basis for this dispute? My love, do you think that the basis of the dispute is you're going to Ovid Tosel Zimni? He did it three times. Oba Kamifil, Masova Yeshado. Rav Yehuda holds Yeshado, since he did it three times and the fourth time he's been in the Shalim. Or Masova Einado, and the other one, that means Rav Loza holds, there's no Ado. And that's why you're, even though you did it four times, you only pay Chatzinis. And the Gemara was trying to find a proof to answer Rav's Shaila, which he had beforehand, is the Hado of Tzuris. So Gemara thought, yeah, the Braisa, Rav Yehuda holds, on the fourth time you'd pay Nezik Shalim, and Rebbe Elazar holds, no, ain't a door, and even on the fourth time you pay Chatzimim. To which the Gemara answers, loy, bechatzimne. We're talking about a case where it defecated for the very first time on top of dough. And what's machleg is, why is there Shittah of Chatzim Nezik, why is there Shittah of Nezik Shalim? Of a plug that the Simchus for Rabbana Kumitvigi, it's based on the old machlegas of Simchus and Rabbana. These glodim coming out of the animal is, of course, tzuris, right? The animal's not damaging with its own goof. It's damaging by throwing rocks at the dough. So it's tzuris. And some holds tzuris, you pay nezik shalim, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yudeh. And Rabbanon holds, you pay chatzi nezik, and that's the big opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Think the Gemara of Mishuno. How can you say that you pay nezik shalim? It's Mishuna, it's Keren, it's Mishuna. It's not normal for an animal to defecate on dough. It's Mishuna, and anything Mishuna can't be Nezik Shalim. Should be Chatzi Nezik. Answer the Gemara. The Dochik Le Alma. No, it's not Mishuna. It's not Mishuna, it's Dochik Le Alma. This animal had nowhere else to go, and since it had nowhere else to go, the Glorim are certainly going to fall onto the Esau. And therefore, it's not called Mishuna. Mishuna means something weird happened. It's not weird. The animal standing on top of the dough, and there's nowhere else for the for the glottim to go, then obviously it's going to dirty the dough.
How do you translate that literally?
It's kvetched inside. Dochik, it's first it's koshti. Dochik le alma. It's walled. It's walled in this limited area.
But what's the exact scenario going on here? Somebody
this has, animal is in a little pen.
Somebody's visiting his friend and is just a missing, right? Still
right.
And he brings his animal and says, oh, what you have walking around my backyard? So,
puts him in a little shed, little keter cupboard, and there happened to be dough underneath
so,
where that was.
It's like onus. And if they have well, this put this thing in there, it's this then this dove that's there, the animal, it's certain animals going to go eventually.
Right.
Right. So,
but no, not the animals should have known that. Therefore, he's right to pay for the damage. He put his animal there.
He put his animal there on his own volition.
Right.
The dove there. So,
since he knows this animal is going to defecate at one stage, and the defecation is going to dirty the dove, he's right. Yeah, so let's just do a sikkum of the Gemara, and then we can do Rashi. Sikkum of the Gemara was, we have a case where the animal was matel glolim. Matel glolim is a classic case of tsarius. It's not the animal itself damaging, it's the animal causing something to damage, right? So it's kochav, it's not the gufoid. So it's tsarius. So these glolim are dirtying the dough. Why are they dirtying the dough? Because of the animal. So that's serious. We have a machlokes here, do you pay chatzi nezek? Or do you pay nezek shalim? Now, if you did it the first time, everyone would say, since it's serious, you should pay chatzi nezek. And it's yod of sumchus. If yod of sumchus, then you would pay nezek shalim because yod of serious pay nezek shalim. If yod of serious is chatzi nezek, you would hold of chatzi nezek. So why did we have an opinion, namely a Yehuda who says you're paying Ezek Shalim? So Gemara said, okay, maybe because you did it four times. And the fourth time, now you have to pay an Ezek Shalim. So Gemara said, no, the reason why he said you're paying Ezek Shalim is because he also the good old man of Sumchus. Sumchus holds you pay Ezek Shalim for Tzuris. Okay? Classic case of Tzuris, which you pay Chatzinot. Now let's see Rashi. Yes, Tzvi.
Could we say that because of this unique situation of doichek, that's almost the same as hoda'ah, because the issue of a moed is that it becomes like his nature. Almost there's no choice, you know, it's his nature, and that's why you pay the nezek shalem. So the same thing if it's a doichek, it's almost like there's no other option. So it has the same kind of charm.
Your point is really Russian point much earlier on the page, because the Gemara says by tzuris to be chatzi nezek. That's halachah Moshe Sinai. Even though it's dead normal for it to do it, every tzuris is normal to do it, and you pay chatzi nezek. And yet there was a tzad if you do it a fourth time, then you have to pay nezek shalim, even though it was normal before and normal now. What changed? That Rashi asked. Rashi didn't like it. Rashi said, I have a difficulty on this havamina, but there is such a havamina. So to answer your question that since he's got no other choice, so it should be normal, never should be Nezek Shalem.
Mm-hmm.
No, because we're talking about Tzuris. And Tzuris, even if it's normal, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Tzuris, Halach L'Mesh Mesina, you always pay Chatzi Nezek. Just well, maybe on the fourth time, maybe you should pay Nezek Shalem. But definitely on the first time, Halach L'Mesh Mesina, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Even though it's normal. Even though it's dead normal for the animal to do it. So let's see Rashi. The dochig lo alme. Well, if you really want to start from the beginning of the line, it's glolim. Glolim. You see the first word in the line is glolim, maybe Ankev?
Yeah.
It's about 10 lines up. Glolim. I know tsoyers. Glolim are tsoyers. Is Rashi the obvious name? A glolim is tsoyers. Glolim is not the animal itself. Glolim is tsoyers. So the Gemara said it's mishunahim. The ing dark alato glolim isa is not normal to be matter glolim isa. But told of the Karen, or it's a told of Karen. So what's Rashi mean to ask? So what if it's a told of the Karen? What's Rashi mean to ask? What's the Gemara mean to ask?
Shouldn't be something.
Well, it's not regal. It's not regal.
How can he hold this Nezik Shalim, right? Much the same, but how can he hold the Nezik Shalim? It's told to the Keren, Keren should be Chatzi Nezik, right? And for the Gemara, the Dochik Lo Almin. So you met this B'mokim Tzav. He's standing in a narrow area. Yeah, in Seder night we say Adchak, right? Zu Adchak. One of the things of Pesukim, Zu Adchak. We were squashed in a little ghetto there in Goshen, right? So Dochik Lo Almin, it's squashed into a narrow area. Ain't no mokim dozels. He doesn't have a place. The animal doesn't have a place to move. Mishon. And therefore, it's not Mishon. Now, till here it was okay. From here on, from Obi Shaloilan also, Rashi starts going wild. Obi Shaloilan also Skino. We're talking about a case where the animal did it without intention to have an op. Every time an animal defecates, you can imagine it's in pain and it wants to let out its soya and therefore feel good. So that would be called fanol. He's doing it fanol for its benefit. Says Rashi, we must be talking about with this animal defecated, not fanol. How can that be? Kugoyin bimishal sheles. It's suffering from diarrhea, so it doesn't have a nor defecating at all. And that's the story. Why? Dilan also, because if he's doing it fanol, tolda the shen he. It's a total of shame. Atkan de Rashi, first stage. Says Rashi, this Gemara is talking about a case where he's doing it not for any ano. Like Yaakov pointed out beforehand, what's the difference between shen and rega? Shen, you're doing something for ano, to eat, to scratch your back. Regal, the animal, yeah? But regal is a natural act not done with any intention to damage, or any intention to benefit. It's walking down the street and trods over a fruit, didn't do it with any intention to damage the fruit, and doesn't derive any benefit from the squashed fruit. That is regal. Shen, what's shen? That it's walking around without any intention to damage, but it does have intention to benefit from what it's doing. Scratching its back. It wants to scratch its back. It's got an itch. Eating, it wants to benefit, it's eating. So too says Rashi, if it was defecating in order to have enjoyment from defecating, to relieve its pain inside, that's called shen, not regal. So we must be talking about a case where it's not doing it for benefit. For instance, it's suffering from diarrhea, where it doesn't have any enjoyment in defecating. So it's just a normal act, a normal natural act without any intention to damage, without any intention to benefit, and therefore it falls under the category of regal. Is Rashi clear? Are you all satisfied with Rashi? Maybe I'm saying no, but I think he's just doing that because he's suspecting there's some difficulty. Right, there's a big problem here. What did bother Rashi if it's shen? So there we had Rashi. Rashi told us, so reminding us back, throwing us back to Yud Zayin Amud Beis. When Yud Zayin Amud Beis, we had the Machlokes, Rashi tells us, what's the din if an animal is furrowing in the garbage can in order to get to food? And while doing so, it ejects some stones, which cause damage. Is that a told of regal or told of shen? Rashi holds it's a told of regal, Tosis holds it's a told of shen. Now, the simple understanding there, why does Rashi say it's a told of regal? Because when furrowing, you're not having an awe from the furrowing. You're having an awe to get to your food. So you're not having an awe from furrowing, so it's not going to be shen. That's going to be a told of regal. And Rashi Tosis Machadish, that since he's doing it in order to get to the food, that's also included in shen, and therefore that's called the toldo of shen. Well, how does that have a bearing on what we're talking about now? There we're talking about a case where the met is not having any anor. So that's why that jar is going to be toldo of regal. Ingram takes it and says, no, look what he's doing it for. You're doing it for not going to be called a Tolda of Shem. But here Rashi's saying that this case must be talking about he didn't have an Anah, because otherwise it's a Tolda of Shem. And so what? Let it be a Tolda of Shem. There's an Anah, the Mesh Messina of Tzorius. If you didn't do it with your goof, if you didn't damage with your goof, but rather with your koyach, the Anah, Mesh Messina said, there you go, Chatzin Ezek. So what's bothering Rashi? Oh, very good. This Rashi is the biggest chiddush there is in the Pesachim base. The Rashi holds there's no such thing of tzorios by Shem. The halacha l'mishum Sinai was said only on regal. There isn't such halacha l'mishum Sinai on Shem. And therefore, Rashi is bothered. Here we're saying, what was Rashi's problem? Here we're saying that if the animal defecated over the dough, there's an opinion called Rabbi Eloso that you pay chatzinezek. Pay chatzinezek. Why chatzinezek? Because it's serious. No, you should pay nezek sholeim. There's no such halacha l'mishum Sinai. I said on Shem, you should pay nezek sholeim. And if you see Pes Chatzinezek, we have a problem. Why is it Chatzinezek? Says Rashi, because it's Taka Regal. He didn't have Anon. Didn't do it for Anon. If he didn't do Anon, that's Chatzinezek. So Rashi is telling us a Gevaldik Chiddushin. This Halacha L'mishum Sinai, which deducted or reduced the Nezek Shon Chatzinezek, was only said on Regal. Was not said on Shen. It wasn't said on Shen. It was only said on Regal. And therefore, if it would have been for Anon, what would have been the din? Nezek Shalim, it's only because it's not Banah, so it's regal, so it's going to be Chatzinez. This is the Gevaldige Chiddush of Rashi, which is very good because we're beginning the Sugya, right at the beginning of the Kitz of the Regal, we know there's something called Shen and something called Regal. Now, what's that? A min and a maisa between Shen and Regal. Tell me a practical difference. I know Regal is without Kavanah Banah, and Shen is with Anah. With Kavanah Banah. But is there a practical halachic nafkamina between Shen and Regel? Shen is Potanish Zerabim and Chaimish Zerokid. Regel also Potanish Zerabim and Chaimish Zerokid. Shen is Chaim Nezek Shalim, Regel is Chaim Nezek Shalim. They both all share the same halachas. Is there a practical nafkamina between the two of them? We are not good customers,
basically. What does it mean?
Very good. So we just saw in Rashi, Rashi holds there's no such thing as Surah by Shen only by Rego, and Mamele, that would be enough to be the Meisen. If it's Rego, then it'd be Chatzin Nezek. If it's Shen, it'd be Nezek Shalom. That's the Chiddush of Rashi.
But Rashi also said that Shen is only Gula. So therefore,
no, that's the next part of us.
Correct, but
that's the next part of us. Now that we know this point of Rashi, now if we go back to you, Zainab and Base, we understand Rashi a bit deeper. Rashi there said this animal is burrowing in the dirt. Says Rashi, that's called Tzorius of Regal. Till now we explained very simply, Tzorius of Regal, you didn't have Kavanah Banah for the Anah of while firing, there's no Anah in that. And now it's more than that. Because if it would have been Shen, it wouldn't have been Chatzinez. It has to be Regal. Since it says Chatzinez, it has to be Regal. So Rashi says, yes, it is Regal. It didn't have Kavanah Banah there. But it's got more of a point, more of a sharp character. It's Regal, and that's why it can be Chatzinez. If it would have been Shen, it would have been full Nezer. Achlikas, Rashi faces. Places there says, no, even on Shen you can say it. But look at Rashi places. Places, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says that you can have Tzorius of Shen and be Chatzinezek. Rashi, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis holds that there's no such thing of Tzorius Chatzinezek by Shen, only by Rashi. Okay, that's the first part of Rashi.
Isn't Rashi giving us an example that there is a case of Shen? We need when the animal's sick. It's saying not in this situation. In this situation, the animal wasn't sick. That doesn't apply. But isn't it telling us there is a situation where you can have tzoros for Hanor. The animal's sick and he's got diarrhea.
That's the thing. If it would be for Hanor, then it's not sick. If it's got diarrhea, then it's not considered Hanor. If, I'll just go over the Rashi. Rashi said over here, this animal did serious over the dough. Rashi had the problem. Most animals, when they defecate, they're doing it for Hanor. It's relieving. That's what made the Bocha Shiyotza for. It's Hanor. If it's Hanor, then it's Shen. If it's Shen, it shouldn't be Chatzinezer, because there's no such thing of serious.
But then Rashi saying there is a situation where the animal can defecate and is shame.
Then you'd be Nezik Shalim.
But I thought you were saying, Rashi was saying there isn't a situation that chain
is poisoned. This Gemara said you pay Chatzinezek. How can it be Chatzinezek? Hey, if it's Shen, you would pay Nezik Shalim. Answer is that this animal was sick and therefore he had no anor for what he was doing. And that's why it's Regel. And Regel, you pay Chatzinezek. If it would have been Shen, you would have paid Nezek Shalim. That's the first line of Rashi. Okay, Yossi, thank you, Toiv. First time, Rashi told us there's no such thing of tsuris by Shen. By Shen, you would pay Nezek Shalim. Tsuris of Shen, Nezek Shalim. So it's a very good Hatzinet. Right. Says the next part, Rashi, Benir Beina, where your testament base, Rashi, the Master of the Doch, the Alma, second line, Benir Beina. Benir Beina. This line of Rashi is a difficult line to understand. Benir Beina. Do you have a Yossi?
First one, what?
Sorry. The whole glory, Lanosable, says Rashi. I personally feel that any type of glory, even if somebody is, even if animal is defecating due to diarrhea, there's always Anor. There's always Anor. Huh?
Is
Anor. It's always Lanosable. It's always Anor. It's not Shen. Why? The Shen is Zeka the Gufa him. Shen is a Zeka the Gufa. Shen, the definition of Shen is an act that was done with the physical contact of the animal. And these are tsuris. The Rashi Gevaldige Chiddush. The Gevaldige Chiddush. No, you're wrong. If you have Shen has to be Gufoi Mamish. Gufoi Mamish. If it's not Gufoi, it's nothing. Midin Shen, if it did something, an act, not me Gufoi, then it's not considered Shen. What would it be considered? The Rashi Achidosh. Even if he did it or not, if it's not Shen, it can fall under the category of regal. What's regal? Regal means it did something naturally. Well, it did this naturally. The fact you have a no doesn't matter. It's still regal. Just if you did it with its goof and you had a no, that's really shame. If you didn't do it with its goof, so it's not shame, then it can fall back into the category of regal. So you have a case of stories of regal. Even if it's one also, it would still be Chatzinet. Why? Because it's Rega. And in Rega, what says the din of tsuris? So both these Malcolm of Rashi, both these Malcolm of Rashi hold that there's no such thing of tsuris by Shem. Tsuris was only said on Rega. But the Machlokes, the two Malcolm of Rashi are like this. What would be if I've got a tsuris of Shem? What would be if I've got a case where an animal did something for Hanor, a tsuris for Hanor? What would be the din? According to the first Malach of Rashi, a tsuris of Anor is Shen, and Shen is no din Anor for Mishim Yisinai, so you pay Nezik Shalim. In the second Malach of Rashi, tsuris can't be Shen, because Shen, by definition, is a physical act the animal did. It ate up, it ate the food. That's Shen. It scratched its back and knocked down the wall. That's Shen. It did something physically with its goof. That's Shem. Anything which wasn't physically with its goof isn't Shem. So what is it? Well, we know the Torah said by Regal, there's something called Tsuris. So if it's not Shem, it can be Regal, and it'll be Tsuris of Regal. It's Tsuris of Regal, and it'll be Chatzinez.
Now, since I dropped the kind of fine line between Shane and Karen, the Karen,
Karen isn't talking like that. We haven't spoken like Karen. We're talking about Shen and Regan.
I understand, but where do you draw the line? If you require a coup, you know, that Shane has to be with coup. And Karen also has to be
but with... Karen is coming off Siladzi.
Yeah, but if it's getting enough from...
That's Shen.
No, if it's getting... If you have both, it has an intent to cause damage, and it gets pleasure out of causing damage.
That's a steal. That's a steal. That's a like, if an animal's doing it for its benefit, then it's not doing it with intention to cause damage. It's doing it for its benefit. If an animal's scratching your back because it's itchy, so the reason why it's doing it is because it's itchy, not because it wants to knock down the wall. It's two different kavanas. Why is the animal scratching, pushing down the wall? If he's doing it because the kavana to smash down the wall, you see it seem red. And it's knocking down the wall, that would be tearing. If he's doing it because he's got itchy back, he's not rubbing it. So he's doing it for that. And it's coming up, it's not as it is, that's going to be shit.
So we're creating that by Rosh, but also a whole new category of damage called slurs. Because how can, again, you're trying to stick with the original idea that regal is no anam. Except you do a sloros, then you can have anam. Sloros is a whole new type of
this.
It's a whole
new type. This new rapture, this rapture is being telling us the gavalgin. We know that regal is walking naturally without kavanah for hanok. If it does have kavanah for hanok, is there anything wrong within regal? So we know it's now called Shem, but is it not regal? Is it something, the fact that the Hanah also from its hezek, is that somehow take it out, extracts it from regal? Or no, Bikrona could also be regal, but there's also a name called Shem. Shem is really regal plus. Every Shem is regal plus. It did something with a normal act, a natural act, but with Hanah. So it's regal plus. But it's also still regular, it's still doing something in a natural act. Since normally it doesn't make a difference, because normally it's Shem. So Drash, you know, I've got a case where it won't be Shem, because Shem has to be a physical act, so it won't be Shem. But regal doesn't have to be a physical act. Regal can be even if it's not a physical act. And on that was said that a lot of serious. A lot of serious was said even on something which is not a physical act. So for me, if you have a case where he did something for a norm, but it wasn't a physical act, it won't be Shen, because it wasn't a physical act. It can be regal, and that would be the tolda of regal. The fact that the no doesn't make it, it can't be regal. Right? It can't be Shen if it's not a physical act. It can't be regal. Why is it that Shen has to be a physical act and regal not? Where's this coming from? Shen, says Rashi, not Shaktsuris. Why not? Because it's not a physical act. The animal has to physically break something. A regal can. Why should that be? Why should it be that regal doesn't have to be a physical act? And Shen can. Does have to be. What's the svara for it?
That's all the commotion, isn't
it? Yeah, but how did we know that? How do we know that? Allah commission is saying I was only said on regal, I'm not said on Shen. How did Rashi know that? So not from Bartorit says it's based on the psukim. The possible, what's the possible Shem? Uvir, it devoured, right? Uvir. What's the possible of Regan? Shilach. Shilach is the notion of sending off, not necessarily physically act. You send a letter, you don't hold the letter the whole time, right? Shilach, you send something out of Mitzrayim, they're not holding the people all. Uvir is a physical act. So the possible beer, which is the possible of Shen, tells you it has to be a physical act. But Nichlal in Mishilach of Regal is something not literally physical with it. And that's Allah HaMesh B'Sinai telling us that it's Shaya Chatinezek for service. For service of Regal. So it comes out from Rashi, two Mahalchim, but they both hold the same story. Two Mahalchim in Rashi. What's the Halacha? What's the halacha if an animal doesn't act out of a law, due to benefit, but not physical impact, rather tzuris. In very simple, what's the din of tzuris of Shem? What's the din of tzuris of Shem? Let's talk about Shiziyokot for now. Tzuris of Shem and Shiziyokot. What's the din? So, couldn't the first Malach of Rashi be Nezik Shalim? Because Tzuris of Shem, there was no Halach of Meshim Sina said, it is Shem. It's Shem, but there's no Halach of Meshim Sina said on Shem. Never walks it down to the never you pay Nezik Shalim. Couldn't the first Malach of Rashi, it is Shem, with no Halacha on it, and never you pay Nezik Shalim. According to the second Malach of Rashi, it's not Shem. Really? Should be off the hook. It's not Shem. You're going to have to pay Chatzin Nezek because it's Regel. And Regel is the din of Halacha Mishmi Sinai, you pay Chatzin Nezek. Right? So Shittas Rashi is, Tzuris was only said on Regel. Was not said on Shem. From the first Malach, Tzuris was only said on Regel. From the first Malach, if it be a Tzuris of Shem, you'd pay Nezek Shalei. From the second Malach, if it be a Tzuris of Shem, you wouldn't have to pay anything. But the problem point is that the mindset says a regal, never you pay chatzin nezek for the debt. Good? I want to throw it to you a question based on the beginning of this page. Do you remember the Gemara, the Shaila? If an animal did an act of tzuris four times, what would be the din? Right? Now Rashi had a pshat. What does it mean he did it four times? The first Malach of Rashi, what was the first Malach of Rashi? And I want to share with us the first Malach of Rashi. The animal did an act four times.
It was a shinu.
And what was the shayla? Who is saying, if it's a shinu, it's Karen. And if it's Karen, four times. The four times it should be an ezik sholim because it's carrying it. This story was talking about tzuris. Talking about tzuris. The animal was kicking up stone. Did it four times in an unusual way. So even if you're going to call it Karen, let's say you call it Karen, oh, but it's still tzuris. So why should it be Nezek Shalim? Why should it be Nezek Shalim? It's still tzuris. And on tzuris, who said the dinner, Allah HaMish Vizina, you need to pay Chatzin Nezek. So what's it sad to say there, God, you should pay Nezek Shalim? Because it's now Karen. So what if it's Karen? But it's Tzuris of Karen. What's the din of Tzuris? There's a lot of Mishmi Sina said on Tzuris of Bechatin Ezer. What's Pshat? It's on the Kashrut Ruvim. What's Pshat? The Gemara's got, we know there's a lot of Mishmi Sina that said, he Bechatin Ezer for Tzuris. Right? So, the Gemara there's got a story when he did Tzuris in an unusual way four times. So do you say, well, it's regular, sorry, it's Chatzin Nezek? Or do you say, no, it's Karen, and Karen pays Nezek Shalim. Karen pays Nezek Shalim. If it goes, physically goes, it pays Nezek Shalim. Here we're talking about Tzuris. And if it's Tzuris, on that one said, Allah, from which you can see now, you pay Chatzin Nezek. So what's Chatzin the Gemara beforehand? Do you say it's regular? No, maybe it's Karen. But even if it's Karen, it should be Chatzin Nezek. Because it's Tzuris.
Only if it's Surah,
very good. Says Rabbi Shua. I'll be our Rashi. We now understand. Because on Tzuris was only said on Regal. There is no Tzuris said on Shen or Karen. That shit is Rashi. Tzuris is only said on Regal. And therefore, if we could somehow change it into a Karen, then you'd pay Nezek Shalim. Even though it's Tzuris. Because Tzuris wasn't said on Karen, right?
That should be an allele.
Yeah, it's Karen was a Tasha Tara, the Pimani as well. Why do you pay me tap me good to tell Tamas to pay my events? Rashi said, yes, so maybe they come there. Went to, we now understand the previous Rashi. Rashi told us if it's carrying a bait as a shot, why? What happened to the Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Tzoreis? Halacha Mishnah Sinai of Tzoreis was only said on, there you go, wasn't said on Shan and wasn't said on Kerry. And therefore, you'd be paying Nezik Shalom.
Let's say on the second, third time, it's not Kerry, it's Rega.
Why?
Then the fourth time, obviously, it's Kayev everywhere. It's full of Karen.
You're right. Yeah, we had this all on that Rashi then. Okay, so that is also Yossi. What's the two miles more Rashi? Yes, that's not much question. Come on,
is that important?
The time of Anubis is not relevant. I'll tell you the case here, actually. Rashi says that we're talking about a case where he defecated not for his animal. So you have tzuris of Shem, you would pay Nezik Shalim. The din of tzuris was only said on Rega, so if you wouldn't have had that no, you would pay Nezik Shalim. That's the first Malach Rashi. Second Malach Rashi says that there's no such thing of tzuris of Shem. There's no such thing of tzuris of Shem. It's not Shem. Shem means physical action. If it's not a physical act, impact, then it's not Shem. It falls under the category of tzuris of Rega. So what would be the Nakamina Lemaisa if he had an on when he knocked off these stones? In the case where an animal was defecating for Hanon, how much would you have to pay? Come to the first Malach Rashi, you would pay full because it's Shen and there's no such tour of service of Shen, and then you would pay full. Come to the second Malach Rashi, you only pay Chatinelis because it's not Shen, because it's not a physical act. They can be called Rega on a Rega, but it's a din of Tzuris, and if you pay Chatzi Nezek because of Tzuris of Rega. That's the two Mahalakim of Rashi. Right?
The first Mahalak of Rashi doesn't hold on the Megufa. Maybe he has to do it with
the Megufa. No such thing. There's no Kerchi Kigufa Idomi. We're going to see in the Gemara of your test Kerchi Kigufa Idomi. So your Kerch is like your Guf. So if there's Allah from Mishmi Sinai, no, Gevaldi. If there's no Allah from Mishmi Sinai, they're not. So according to the first Malach of Rashi, Kerechik Gugufo, Yoshen, Yochayim, Nezik Sholei. From the second Malach of Rashi, no, Yoshen means Gugufo, Dachke. Not Kerechik Gugufo, Gugufo, Dachke. So it wouldn't be Shen, they can't be Rego. And on Rego, it says the din of Malach of Rashi, Sinai, that you pay Katzin. I'm very tempted to add a little bit on this Rashi we said earlier. I'm just worried that you can get upset with me doing it. I'm going to do it. Rashi said beforehand, Rashi says that the tzad was that maybe it's karen. If you did it four times in an unusual way, then maybe it's karen, right? Right? Maybe it would be karen, and you'd be, you'd have to pay nezik shalim. So I asked you, so what if it's karen? It's serious of karen. So you should certainly pay chatzin ed. Right? That was my question I asked you before, right? It's serious of karen. You should certainly pay chatzin ed.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's, well, there's no such thing in Kochel and Kufo, like karen also with Rashi.
So what do we answer? Sure, answer. Yeah, Rashi has the thing of serious of karen. And therefore, we understand why you pay nezik shalim. There's no such thing as tzeres of karen. Then we understand why you pay nezik shalim. But lechoya, it should be turned on the 2 miles of one piece of Rashi that we just did. But they feel like the first malach of Rashi that you can have shen, and there's no such thing about malach which means you're not shen. So you pay nezik shalim. So too by karen, you have karen. There's no such thing of tzeres of karen, and therefore you pay nezik shalim. According to the second malach of Rashi. No, yeah, but we're talking about the fourth time. If you learn that the second malach of Rashi, if there's a din by Karen that needs to have physical acts, physical impact, and it wasn't a physical impact there, we're talking about serious, then it shouldn't be Karen Bechal. It should be off the hook. Shouldn't be Karen Bechal.
Or smart,
or right now, or it's a very good, but it shouldn't be Nezik Shalim. So, from the second malach of Rashi, this Rashi beforehand doesn't read so well. From the second malach of Rashi, Shem needs to be a physical act. If it's not a physical act, it's not Shem. It can fall under the category of Rega, but it's not Shem. So, by Karen, if it wasn't a physical act, and there's no halacha of, sorry, it's said by Karen, then it shouldn't be Karen Mechlal. It shouldn't be Chayim anything. We didn't care.
We have learned moments about Pasuk that gives it a
Shein
requires
Torvias.
Right. Yeah. Now by Karen, we also have a Pasuk
also that limits certain. Yeah, but Nogat, we get rid of it. Nogat, it was Nagat. Never Mishira.
Yeah, but it couldn't be Nagat.
So that's my question on the Rashi beforehand. Between the second Mahalach. Maitre Rashi throws out this pshat. Anyway, the previous Rashi. Rashi says not make a pshat. But the first pshat that Rashi said, it only really works with the first malach of Rashi. Only works with the first malach by Rashi. Comes the second malach of Rashi, if you need a physical act and it's not physical, and you don't have it, it's poshat, not that admirable. It's not shen, and it wouldn't be karen either. There won't be anything. If it won't be karen, then there shouldn't be a reason why you should have to pay nezik shalim. Right, that's my error on the previous Rashi. Okay, so let's just go back to Arashi. Arashi told us Yisoy, that what's Yisoy? That Tzoyos was only said on Rega, was not said on Shem. It was only said on Rega. Tzoyos is Chaylik in that. Why is it Tzoyos is Chaylik? Tosis says that it's Shaykh Tzoris of Shem. So we have a machlik is Rashi Tosis. Rashi holds no such thing as Tzoris of Shem. Tosis holds there is a Tzoris of Shem. Rashi holds it not. There's a Gevalga Raya for Rashi. Mamash a Fester Raya for Rashi. Sure, Shane already asked. Dav Gimel, Ahmed Bis. The Gemara is looking for something called Toldos, the Toldos of Shen, the Toldos of Keren, the Toldos of Regal. And the Gemara wants to know, is the Toldos like the Regal, like the Shen, like the Av, or is it not like it? Is the Toldos the same halachas of the Av or not? And the Gemara goes through all of them and says, by Keren, what's the Toldos of Keren? No, yeah, it's got the same halachas completely. Yeah, exactly, would be the same halachas. What's the toll of Shen? It's scratching it back. Would have exactly the same halachas. What's the toll of Rego? Would have the same halachas. No. I've got a toll of Rego that doesn't have the same halachas. What is that? Sirius. Sirius is a toll of Rego. And that doesn't share the same halachas. It's only Chatzinezik. So Sirius is a toll of Rego. Question is, Sirius is a toll of Rego. Good thesis. Tzoris is a Toldo of Shen as well, and Tzoris could be a Toldo of Karen as well. Tzoris could be a Toldo of any of the obvious Melachis. According to Tesis, according to Rashi, it's Gorgishma. According to Rashi, Tzuris is only a tolda of Rega. There is no tolda of Shem, Tzuris. There isn't such a thing. There's no tolda of Keren, Tzuris. The only tolda you'll find is by Rega. And that's why the command of Gimel Amud Beis says, what's the tolda of Rega? Chatzin Ezek Tzuris. That's a tolda of Rega. Because not tolda of Shem. By Shem, maybe behind Ezek Shalom, according to first Pshat Rashi. Because there's no such thing as a tolda of Shem, Tzuris. From the Rashi, this Gemara is Baldi. From the Tosis, it's Goshe. From the Tosis, it's very difficult. That Tosis says, you can have a Tolda of Shem. So it is a Tolda of Shem. So why did the Gemara pick on Tolda of the Regal? Talk about Tolda of Shem. That's the Kashi Shem. McVetz already asked, and I'm not from his mark on this point as well. Okay, so that's so far what we've done in Rashi. We've still got to finish Rashi. Okay, but the Yisodis that came out, we have to really put in our pocket. The Yisodis came out of Rashi, there's no such thing as a Tzuris of Shem. And no such thing as a Tzuris of Keren. The only thing that there is Tzuris of Regal. That's all there is. Could even be an Afkamin of a Maisa. If it be a Tzuris of Shem, you could have to pay Nezik Shalim from the first Malach of Rashi. Tzuris of Regal, Chatzin Ezek. And now we're up to Ikasha.
In Rashi,
back to Rashi. So Rashi said that Shen needs to be a physical impact. Rashi, first word line is who? Yeah. So according to the first line of Rashi, Shepin is exonic. Right?
What?
It's in that story. From the first man of Rashi, Shabin Ezek Sholeh, because there's no such thing as serious by Karen. So you're left with the original din. So you'd pay, well, that's right, it happened on the fourth time. Shabin Ezek Sholeh. If it happened on the first time, you never be Hatzinezer because of Karen's hand. Yeah, that's what should come out from Rashi. The problem is now that you test on that if we're going to find a Gemara applying otherwise and die solo beside him. Yeah, thank you, Father. I'm paying with this Rashi. This Rashi is not paying for that Gemara. We have to work. Currently, the first sheet of Rashi, if an animal did an act of caring, which calls Surya, he says, this is the thing of the Allah, Allah, Mishim, Yisina, of Surya. Meaning, first three times, obviously, it's Chatzin Nezek, and the next time should be Nezek Shalom. Notice the thing of Tzuris on Keren from the first man of Rashi. Okay, those are the sayings. And you're right, the Gemara, they thought it would be Shem. So Rashi said that by Shem has to be a physical act. God the meaning of comment. Now we learned in the first period on also. One of the toldos of Shem is that the animal dirtied solid fruit for its own benefit. I've told the Shen, I know Kugoshin is Galgala, it rolled on them, Kedar Susim and Hamayim, like horses and donkeys do. Shekoyin Bulta. Bulta is French for rolling on fruit. And that is the real shot. So Rasa and Rashi, that although the Gemara says in Daf Gimel that if you dirty fruit, that's called the Tolda of Shem. Don't think it means it on the food. That wouldn't be a Tolda of Shem. The Tolda of Shem has to be a physical act. It means they rolled over the fruit and dirtied it that way. So at the end of Rashi, that's the end of the sentence of Rashi. At the end of Rashi, to try and fit in this sugar with the earlier Gemaras. And Amadan, if we had a Rebeloza said you paid no Shalom, you go for it. If an animal took a parah, you pay a Nishalim Yigurma. And here we're having a Belozah, so you pay a Chatzin Ezek. So it's a steer in a Belozah. You pay a Nezek Shalim, you pay a Chatzin Ezek. So that's the Kasha Rashi had. Be Kasha the Belozah, the Belozah. Hele'el, Oma Nezek Shalim, it's serious. There he said, you pay a Nezek Shalim, with serious. Where? Kabakele Shanoto Chara. The dog took this Chara, he said, you pay a Nezek Shalim. No, Chatoni Chatzin Ezek. And he's saying, you hold Chatzin Ezek. What's going on? Does he hold of Sumpus? Does not hold of Sumpus. Answer the Gemara, answers Rashi, Balkochi. We forced the answer, Idel El, Mekminan, we'll establish that previous case, Kedakim Nebereisha, like we originally established it. Kedashoni, he did it differently, he did a different act, it was an unusual act. And Kedashoni Bekecheles, he did the Kecheles somewhat different. But we looked at the Reptapar Abonon, the Machleket between Blaza and coming there was when he hold the Rib Tafa. He did a shinu. Rib Tafa and Shita is if you did Mishuna Karen, Mechatzah and Izik, you pay Nezik Shalim. And that's why Blaza said you pay Nezik Shalim because of Rib Tafa. Here it's not Mishuna. So Mimela, he holds it's Tamregel. And Tamregel, he holds under Abonon that you pay Chatzim Nezik. Serious. There you had to pay Nezik Shalim, the whole Nezik Shalim knows where he put the coal down. Below the shower, but it's not the rest, because the rest is the tzuris. He builds another hole, you pay Nezik Shalim by tzuris.
You're right,
because
the building,
the
somebody pays by the
post of the brick,
whatever, that
is the right, and the rest is all tzuris, and that wouldn't be Nezik Shalim. Oh, the Shani Rava. That was Rava answered. Beinu Blaza, Beinu Abonik is Sumchus Sviru. That was Rava said. The Blaza also Sumchus. That's the Chuy who the Komatki. It was Samed Dichuy. It's not really true because the Blaza cannot hold of Sumchus like it's clear in our Brisa. He mashetir a glot in the Isar. The Blaza said the Chatinet. So he clearly doesn't hold of Sumchus. So you can't say the Blaza holds of Sumchus. See, if we ever find the brother said you're paying Nezik Shalim, it's not because of Sumchus, maybe it's because of Reptaufen, but not because of Sumchus. Yes. The whole Deshani Rava, that what Rava answered, that Bein Rebeloza, Bein Rabban and Kisumchus Filo, that both Rebeloza and Rebeloza hold of Sumchus, Dichuyehu, Dikomant Chile, it's Tam Eim, Dichuyehu. And you say, it's pushing you away. It doesn't really mean that Alib the Emes halachically it's correct. If you got this question on me, where did he say? He said beforehand here. The Gemara, the Rabbi, the Shaila. Rabbi, the Shaila, is our dog a tzuris or not? Right? So we brought a braisa which seemed to support that the machlik is tanoi. That's what we thought. Said, Rabbi, no. My question I had was going from the Rabbanon, that don't hold the Sumchus, but in this brisa, both the Rebbe and Rabbanon do hold the Sumchus. I mean, I don't know. I can push you away with such a thing, unless you can prove me otherwise. If you can prove me otherwise, then you'd be right. This brisa would be a good driver. But unless you can prove me otherwise, I'm just saying that could be the Rebbe would hold the Sumchus. If you call me a brisa and the Rebbe don't hold the Sumchus, okay, I'll have to change my mind. But don't come with me with this right. I'm almost some of the book. That's how the Gemara behaves. You can prove me otherwise, like a shop. Oh, but this would be improved, right? This would be improved. At that stage, you didn't bring me this Gemara. So then you bring me this price. Okay? Bring me a price. Bring me icing. Says, it's not that Rebbe knew that Rebbe lost the whole service. I can answer that. Tell me, if only a price, if he does not have some of. Okay. Now Rashi says that was what he heard from his rabbi. Me ain't I near him. The Ach Milsa, Behemish Tilek Lodim, it's not Bryson before. It was Amiroim speaking. Amiroim. It's not Bryson. It's Rabbi Yehuda Gosinon. We have that in our Bryson. Now, more. We have Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was an Amiroim. Rebbe Eloza, I know Rebbe Eloza ben Pedos. It's the Amoyer Rebbe Eloza ben Pedos. Says Rashi, he made a mistake. This Gemara Toshana was not a Braisa, it was a member of Amoyer. It was a member of Amoyer with some holding that it's Hati. And that we had Rab Yehuda the Amoyer, who holds its Nezek Shalim. And Rebbe Eloza ben Pedos, the Amoyer, who holds its Hati Nezek. So now it's true. Rebbe Loza doesn't hold of Sumchus. Rebbe Loza ben Pedos doesn't hold of Sumchus. But Rebbe Loza ben Arach on Amud Aleph, he does hold of Sumchus. Okay. Nemei Levelo Tikshi, Rebbe Loza. V'niri nadvarim, says Rashi, I really think this is the correct shot. So, Pachinon, the Gemara is now going to say, we have an answer yet. The Gemara is going to ask, why did Rabbi Yehuda say the Aloch Dipay Nezik Shalem? Why didn't he just say Aloch Kisumkus? The name of Elazar, why did he say Chatzinezik? Why didn't he just say Aloch Kisumkus? We Tanoim, you know, if it's Tanoim, Heche Pachinon Ochi. How could he ask that? Enter Tanoim, Lachlik Veloshin Deh. The Tanoim don't say, I hold the Aloch like another Tana. Tanoim say, the Din. And Meroim have to say, I hold the Aloch like this Tana, I hold the Aloch like this Tana. But the Tanoim are able to say their own halachas. I hold Chatzinezik, I hold Nezik Shalom. Oh, Sumchus also hold that. Wonderful. You're Malik. I'm a Tana, he's a Tana. We're mates. You're Malik. I can hold that and you can hold it. But Amayor can't come along and say, oh, I hold it's Nezik Shalom. Excuse me, there's a Tana holds that way. So you're holding that Tana. So say, I hold that halacha like the Tana. Don't come up with the kilu, you're making up the halacha. We've had it three times. We had this brisa. Toshma hidus ainim obligation lehayzimud, and we said one going. So it was one going like. Why didn't we say? Why didn't you say that I hold of sultus and I hold of the chachamim? Answer is that brises don't have to do that. A brisa is able to say the halacha without attributing it to any particular tana, because this brisa holds that way. But Meroim, they have to attribute to a particular time. So it says Rashi, I hold that this Toshma was never Brisa, it was Rabbi Yehuda, which is Anamoya. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Bados, which is also Anamoya. And therefore, we got no problem the fact that this Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold the other Rabbi Elazar, because one's a Tana, one's an Anamoya, they don't have to hold the same. There's a Brisa, it says Toshma Idos, Eisenburg. The Gemara said that the Machalikus is one holds of some of us and one doesn't. Why didn't we ask? Why do you say Pari Zemud? You should have said Halachikus Sumchus. And why do you say Eidem Mud? You should have said Halachikus Chachamim. Why are you telling me the Din? You should tell me the Halach is like the particular time. Answer is no, because it's a Brice. And a Brice doesn't need to say, oh, I hold the Halach like this time. But I'm a Brice and I'm saying the Halach. If you're an Amor, you have to attribute it to the Tanaim. Tanaim do not need to do it.
So the Toshma is a mistake?
No, it's an Amor. It's a memory.
And it doesn't have to be a Brisa.
Right.
Is it usually Toshma?
Most times it is. Most times there are places in the Shas where it's bringing memory and memory. Toshma really means Tana Abonon would be a Brisa. Tana Abonon would be a Brisa. Toshma is a string.
So once it says Rabbi Yehuda, isn't it? Game over.
Yeah,
but it seems Rashi seems to be very, very long here.
Because Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda goes sino. Means there were other way of learning how to write the Rabbi. The first way of learning the way is Rabbis learned. They had the gifts of Rabbi Yehuda. We our Gemara is like the gifts of Rashi.
So Rabbi. A question,
right? Okay, we have to get to two dots. You got there already? I hope not. Take you got there? If you do, you have to look around. And overall, commission the first places. Right? The top places, the first top places. Right? And then, when we get to the second table, we're going to be doing Kazan. Second table, okay?
The second.
On the next, further down the page.
Right.
When we get to the second table, we have to do Kazan on the whole circuit.
So the first table, that first table is the table that's at the beginning of the line.
Yeah.
No, 10 lines down.
If you have finished, you can move on further to the second table. But like a shot, don't hang around, do nothing. But Shion Thursday, it's a shame. So to everyone, have a good day.